sound of the Ronettes here on Radio 9 at 1:55. Much more music time. New music from Two Door Cinema Club coming up right after we take care of sports and weather for you. And also check your, give you your full-time Radio 9 forecast. I see that the Army Corps of Engineers says they're going to try to get the locks and dams reopened. They had to close them during the flood events, which is now a record-setting flood. I don't know who is, that's official. So if you had money riding on whether or not it was going to be a record-setting flood this week, well, you can go ahead and talk to your bookie about that. I'm assuming the sports books take bets on everything else. Why not take a bet on that? I don't know.
You're
Pittsburgh Penguins are trying to sneak into the playoffs, possibly. They've got very slim hopes alive as they are sixth right now in the division. This afternoon, they are playing the Tampa Bay Lightning at PPG Paints Arena. Alex, let's see if I can pronounce this right. Nedlakovic? Do I have that right? I don't think so. Alex Nedlakovic is supposed to make his start in goal this afternoon. I'm assuming that he did. The Penguins basically need everyone else to collapse so that they can try to get in. He has been a big part of reviving the club over these last couple of games. It's his eighth consecutive start this afternoon. Elsewhere in the world of sports, the Pittsburgh Pirates had their home opener last night amid snow, cold, and wind. Former coach, manager, I guess, Jim Leland, threw the first pitch at yesterday's game. Jared Jones started for the Buccos, but didn't help. Pirates lost to the Baltimore Orioles 5-2 before a sellout crowd of 38,000 at PNC Park as the snow fell. Luckily, the snow blocked the view of some of what was happening on the field. The Royals beat the White Sox yesterday by a score of 2-1. It was the Astros falling to the Texas Rangers by a score of 10-2, and the Mets beat the Cincinnati Reds 3-2 last night. Final four this weekend. The women's tournament is Monday, April 8th. The men's tournament is Monday, April 8th. We will find out who is in that tournament later on today at 6 o'clock tonight. It's Purdue versus North Carolina State. And at 8:49, it's UConn versus Alabama. The winner goes to the national championships on Monday. The women's Final Four, the national championship is tomorrow at 3 o'clock. It'll be Iowa versus South Carolina after Iowa squeaked past UConn 71-69 behind a strong performance by Caitlin Clark. South Carolina easily defeating North Carolina State by a score of 78-59. So the women's national championship of college basketball tomorrow at 3 o'clock, Iowa versus South Carolina. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high only reaching 51. Cloudy overnight, low 32. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 59. Monday, chance of showers, high 69. And then on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 73 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, it's a 51 in downtown McKeesport outside our weather window. 50 at WRCT. New music from Two Door Cinema Club.
World ends,
gonna take us to news time.
We'll do something different. Comfortably living, passengers and company. It takes practice. The method is in the madness. Spark enough and something catches. Day comes, copy and paste.
New music from Two Door Cinema Club here on Radio 9, and why that just came.
That's
there we go.
The way it goes.
Knock it off. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
That's out there right now, where 70% of America wants neither candidate, and we've got approval ratings at all-time low.
Mike Rawlings with the bipartisan No Labels group says they won't put forward a presidential ticket after failing to find a candidate. He says in spite of the unpopularity of President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, third-party efforts like those of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are pointless. During a tense call, Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu continued U.S. support depends on Israel's treatment of Palestinian civilians. The White House has not said it's reconsidering arms sales to Israel, however. Netanyahu also continues to face pressure at home. A key rival and cabinet member, the former General Benny Gantz, is calling for new elections there in September. The Council on American Islamic Relations says anti-Muslim incidents in the U.S. rose by nearly 60% last year, higher than even after 9/11 or during former President Trump's Muslim ban. Corey Saylor is their research and advocacy director.
This is the largest number of complaints CARE has had reported to it in the organization's 30-year history since we've been taking care of numbers. That's pretty sobering information.
Most of the 8,000 incidents came after the Hamas attacks in Israel. In Oklahoma, Michael DeWayne Smith was executed by lethal injection Thursday, the 12th execution there since capital punishment resumed in 2021. Smith's family asked the governor to stop the execution. His sister-in-law, Nicole, says there was evidence of coercion of the witnesses during the trial.
We're asking the governor, have a heart. Please understand that this is a human's life that you're taking.
The Office of Personnel Management is issuing new rules to safeguard the civil service from presidential actions. Trump says if reelected, he'll strip thousands of federal employees of civil service protections by reclassifying them. Biden's campaign is calling on voters to disavow violence after Trump posted a video showing the back gate of a pickup with a photo of Biden hogtied on it. Former D.C. police officer Michael Fanone previously testified about the January 6th Capitol riot and says those kinds of attacks are bad for the country.
These are Americans who do not appreciate or understand democracy. These are people who believe wholeheartedly that the ends justify the means.
Meanwhile, a federal judge sharply criticized a January 6th rioter for downplaying the attack and normalizing violent rhetoric. Washington, D.C. District Judge Roy spoke when sentencing Taylor James Jonatakis to more than 7 years Wednesday. In a podcast, hard-right Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins says federal law enforcement entrapped people during insurrection. Higgins argues without proof that federal agents tricked Trump supporters into attacking the Capitol. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're hearing things.
You're hearing things
on Wonderful Radio
Family Stone getting us started. I'm Jay Thurber, 208, much more music time, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. Thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon to 88.3 WIRCT, Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Jay Thurber!
I have a little story to tell. It's a sad story. And, I'm just thinking, maybe if I share it, what do they say? Misery shared is misery halved. I'm also kind of hoping that maybe there's an attorney who listens to this show who deals with PennDOT and can help me out. So I got a letter in the mail last night from PennDOT saying that they've canceled my vehicle registration and that I have to return my license plate to PennDOT. This is on the car I just bought a couple of months ago. The reason is that back in March, they sent me a letter telling me that the Philadelphia Indemnity Insurance Company has canceled my car insurance. Well, there's a slight problem there. I don't know who the Philadelphia Indemnity Insurance Company is. I've never heard of them. That's not my insurance company. So they asked me to send PennDOT proof that I have car insurance and that the policy from the Philadelphia Indemnity Insurance Company was not canceled. Well, I sent them proof that I have car insurance, including my most recent paid bill and a copy of the policy and a copy of the insurance card from my insurance. But I can't prove that the Philadelphia Indemnity Insurance Company never canceled my policy because I don't know who the Philadelphia Indemnity Insurance Company is. Well, so I filed my appeal last month, and I got this is dated March 30th. The PennDOT director of the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, which appears to be Stiff J. McGurk. I can't read the handwriting. Stiff, you need to learn how to sign your name. The director of the BMV at the DOT says that my plate has been canceled. I owe them $500 in fines, and I'm not allowed to drive the car beginning May 4th. So, now, if I would like to appeal this suspension of my license plate, I can go to Common Pleas Court, it says, within 30 days and send a certified copy to the office of the Chief Counsel of the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. So I'm either out $500 in fines. Actually, it's more than $500 in fines. I must also pay a civil penalty and a restoration fee. Here they're coming for me now. Or I can pay a lawyer to go file an appeal in Common Pleas Court. So, needless to say, I'm real happy with the state of Pennsylvania and PennDOT right now. They want me to prove that I never had insurance with a company that I never had insurance with. Well, I can prove that. What am I supposed to do with this? So if there's any lawyers out there who are used to dealing with PennDOT, or anyone who has a medical marijuana license that would like to get me some medical marijuana, maybe that would help. I don't know. 412-385-7450. My state representative says he's going to help me. He wants me to come in Monday morning. So I'm going to miss a day of work to go deal with this. So either way, I'm out money because the Philadelphia Indemnity Insurance Company says that they canceled my insurance policy. I never had an insurance policy with you. You mooks. Nothing good comes from Philadelphia, is the bottom line. We know that, right?
Yeah.
Simon and Garfunkel on Radio 9. The eclipse is coming. Are you ready on Monday? Monday afternoon, the total eclipse will begin over much of North America. Around our parts, around the Pittsburgh McKeesport area, we should be starting to see it about 2 o'clock. It will hit its maximum point at 3:17. Obviously, unless you are Donald Trump, do not look directly at the eclipse. I mentioned that because the last time we had a total eclipse, we all saw the video of him just like staring into the sun, because that's the right thing to do. But it is not. Even little kids know that you are not supposed to stare at the eclipse. Many school districts are giving people, giving their students the afternoon off. McKeesport area, I know, for instance, they are allowing the students to take an excused absence with a note on Monday afternoon if moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and the kids want to go out and look at the eclipse. Carnegie Library of McKeesport up on Library Avenue has eclipse glasses. They are going to have an eclipse party beginning Monday afternoon. I believe there will be food and refreshments, and they will talk about what an eclipse means and how it works. Hopefully the weather will hold out for us and we don't get these cloudy skies like we've had. But do not look at the eclipse without the eclipse glasses. And I guess we got a thing here from the Attorney General, which, who, you know, come to think of it, I think I know why PennDOT is coming after me. It's because I interrupted Josh Shapiro's press conference with the bells that time. Yeah, see, it all comes. They get you eventually. Anyways, the new Pennsylvania Attorney General, who isn't Josh Shapiro, says that there are fake eclipse glasses being sold on eBay and Amazon. So be careful that you are dealing with a reputable vendor, because if you are not, I guess there are some places that are just selling glasses that are basically just sunglasses, and you could be seriously injured. You could lose your eyesight from using improper glasses. Anyways. So check with your local library or the Carnegie Science Center or whomever to see if they've got eclipse watching resources for you. Like I said, Carnegie Library of McKeesport, I believe that starts at noon up there. We'll have an eclipse watching party, and they will be able to loan you eclipse glasses. And you can find your place in the sun with Stevie Wonder on Radio 9.
Like a long, lonely stream.
Wonder on Radio 9. Hello to caller from Parts Unknown who just called me at 412-385-7450 and said, yeah, you need to go talk to your state rep. Luckily for me, his office is right downstairs from the radio studio. So I've already talked to him this morning, and he said, yeah, come in Monday and we'll try to together slap PennDOT, some sense into PennDOT. How do I prove that insurance that I never had was canceled? It wasn't canceled. That doesn't even sound like a real company. This sounds like a company that you would be on Law & Order or Columbo.
My wife, Mrs. Columbo, she has insurance with the Philadelphia Indemnity Insurance Company. And
doesn't it? Doesn't that sound like a fake company from a TV show? Anyways, I sent them my insurance policy. I sent them the bill. I sent them the canceled check. I sent them my insurance card. PennDOT said, F you. Pay me. Here's your other option, they told me.
We're not going to white-collar resort prison. No, no, no. We're going to federal pound-me-in-the-ass prison.
I don't want to go to any prison.
Yeah, think we do. Baby and me, we listen to Radio 9. It's out of sight.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling all down the San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me.
Folsom Prison on Radio 9.
WRVA.
At 2:24 Jam Time, new music from 21 Pilots coming up right after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. That's my sad tale of woe. speaking of a sad tale of woe, every American deserves legal representation in our civil courts. So right now, organizations such as Neighborhood Legal Services are more important to ever. Sometimes they are the only path forward for underserved plaintiffs. Neighborhood Legal Services offers low-income people in Allegheny, Beaver, Butler, and Lawrence counties a better chance of keeping their homes, securing their veterans' benefits, protecting themselves and their children, and more by giving them access to legal advice whenever they need it. Their services are made possible through the support of generous donors and dedicated attorneys. In 2022-2023, Neighborhood Legal Services handled 10,537 cases, winning $2.4 million for their clients. For more information, call them at 412-255-6700. That's 412-255-6700. Or visit nlsa.us for more information about Neighborhood Legal Services. I do not qualify because, despite the fact that I work in non-commercial radio, I'm not considered low income or underprivileged. Low IQ, yes, but not. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. They are open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Mondays through Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, visit sidecar412.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. A programming note I should mention, next Saturday's show will be pre-recorded. I will be doing a little bit of traveling next Saturday. We'll be back in 2 weeks live on the air, but we're going to try to get in here into the studio on Sunday night and record a little slam bang show for you for this coming Saturday. So if you've got a request that you want for next week's show, go ahead to my website, jthurbershow.com. Send me an email or go on Facebook or Mastodon at jthurbershow. At next week's show, pre-recorded. Also, next week's show may be preempted a little bit because it is Carnegie Mellon Carnival, Spring Carnival, next weekend. Spring Carnival, I think, begins Thursday night and runs Friday and Saturday down there. Where is it now? Where is Spring Carnival now? Let's ask Mr. Google, just as the train decides to go past the window, because it's moved around because there's been so much construction. Ah, shut up, you mout. Honk if you're horny. Springcarnival.org is the website. The theme this year is arcade games. Step into the virtual world with the carnival theme, and just trying to figure out, like, where are the booths this year? The booths. In the past, the booths have been over there on the Moorwood Gardens parking lot, but I don't know. If you go down there and you see a bunch of rides and, College of Fine Arts parking lot this year. So just off of Shenley Park there, College of Fine Arts parking lot for the Carnegie Mellon Spring Carnival Midway. The programming note that I wanted to mention is that they will also be having the sweepstakes buggy races through Shenley Park. So, A, you want to avoid Shenley Park this weekend and next weekend possibly because there will be some road closures in the morning. B, normal programming on our flagship station, 88.3 WRCT, will be interrupted next Saturday morning so that they can bring you live coverage of those sweepstakes and buggy races. So you will not hear the Saturday Light Brigade on 88.3 next Saturday. It will be the buggy races. You can hear it on our internet station, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Okay? All right. Well, didn't I say I was going to do the weather? When are we going to get to the weather? When are we going to get to the fireworks factory? Okay, all right. Let's do the weather, huh?
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it going to be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot. Whether you believe it or not.
Looking for mostly cloudy skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 51. Partly cloudy overnight, low 32. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 59. Monday, slight chance of showers and a high of 69. And then on Tuesday, partly sunny and a chance of showers, warmer, high of 73 on Tuesday. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 50 in Beaver County, 47 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and 50 at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood at WRCT Pittsburgh. New music from 21 Pilots.
Welcome back to Trash. front of your eyes. If you can't see, I am Clancy. Prodigal son done running, come up with Josh done. One and then to realize, and now you pick who you serve. You bow to the masses, get kicked to the curb. From passing the glasses, half empty, half full, save half of your taxes, then overtake your former self. Way too short for my soul, put a song. This feels like a perfect length. I don't need them any longer. I couldn't say it to the ESC. Way too short for my soul, put a song. Way too short for my soul, put a song. Earn my stripes, 300 tracks in my Adidas track jacket. Bless your ear holes while you react acting.
That's new music from 21 Pilots here on Radio 9, 88.3 WRZT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in Bukiesport. It's 2:33. Captain Jack called 412-385-7450 to tell me the Penguins are up 4-1 right now, and it's Nedeljkovic. Thank you, because I Googled I Googled the last name of the Penguins goalie and how to pronounce it, and it was like Nedeljkovic, and I'm like, I don't think that's right. Nedeljkovic. Thank you, Captain Jack. We learn so much on this show. It's so educational. Here are the Four Tops.
In rock, rhythm, and blues.
Ah!
9 with Jay Thurber, and this is Bill Haley and his Comet.
Down around the corner in a little school, children learn their lessons and the golden rule, 'cause they got a teacher up from Basin Street, and she does her teaching with a boogie beat, teaching the ABC. Every single morning, it's the same old thing. All the kids are waiting for the bell to ring. When they hear it ringing, they all jump in line. Walk into the classroom, feeling mighty fine to learn their ABC. Children get their books and stand right at the door. Teacher is so happy 'cause she's done her bit to educate the kids and make them really fit to say their ABC. Children get their books and stand right at the door. Teacher is so happy 'cause she's done her bit to educate the kids and make them really fit to say their ABC.
Yeah.
Philly sound of Len Barry without the DeVells on Radio 9. We're going to have another remembrance of the late, great Joe Flaherty in just a moment. Stay tuned. Here are the Hollies.
When we were at school, our games were simple. I played a janitor, you played a monitor. Then you played with older boys and prefects. What's the attraction in what they're doing?
Dave Thomas remembers his friend, Pittsburgh's Joe Flaherty, right after this.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs, the Pennsylvania Society of CPAs, and the Ad Council.
His birth name was actually Joseph O'Flaherty, which I can hear Bill Burns somehow in my mind saying Flaherty. But Joe, he was born Joseph O'Flaherty in Homewood, seven children all together, and his father worked at Westinghouse Electric. His mom was Italian. His dad was obviously Irish. He served in the United States Air Force in the 1960s and then became involved, I believe I remember reading originally with the Pittsburgh Playhouse and then with Second City in Chicago. Of course, became famous on Second City TV later on, going on to do Freaks and Geeks, guest roles on a lot of different TV shows, Married with Children, King of Queens. Was in a bunch of movies, Back to the Future Part 2, Happy Gilmore. Anyways, Joe Flaherty passed away this week at the age of 82, I believe, after a brief illness. His friend Dave Thomas remembered him on the CBC.
I saw him on stage before I actually met him.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw him pull some pretty remarkable comic rabbits out of his hat as he performed on stage at Second City. And his choice of a name, Joe always used to try to break up the cast by entering as a character with a name that was Well, he's an example of one of them, Hudgy DeRobertus. And when you come in and you say, what's your name? He's a Hudgy DeRobertus, and the audience laughs. You know what I mean? You've already done half the work of a sketch, of winning the audience over just by saying your name. So, I mean, he was pretty good. And I thought he was probably the best actor in the cast at SCTV and did some incredible stuff. If you look at his body of work over his career as a comic actor, Joe and I wrote sketches together. And when you're in the trenches with somebody writing sketches together, you really get to know the person really well, because there's a kind of an intensity to the work. And I remember when Joe and I came up with this parody of Fantasy Island, which was not just a parody of the television show Fantasy Island, but also a parody of the movie Casablanca, and also inside that, a movie parody of Road to Morocco, the Hope and Crosby movie, and also a parody of The Wizard of Oz.
Sure, why choose one?
Boy, that was fun. And it was a really wonderful writing experience of working on that with Joe. I talked to Joe last week.
Oh.
And, you know, I was supposed to go see him this week, and I went to Hawaii with the family, and now I'm riddled with guilt that I did that instead of going to see him. But, you know, when I got off the plane, I got a text from his daughter, and it just said Joe passed away. And it was horrible to have all the laughs and all the fun and all the years of working together reduced to three words, Joe passed away. Yeah, in our phone calls, we would joke about old movies and reminisce about embarrassing moments that happened behind the scenes of SCTV. You know, it was a strong relationship, and it was a good one. Joe was relentlessly innovative, idiosyncratic, and sometimes dysfunctional. He was never on time for anything. And if you wanted to be sure Joe was on time, you had to drive by his apartment and pick him up. That was the only way to guarantee that he would be on time. And usually he would make you late, too. But when he got there, boy, did he collaborate. Boy, did he participate. And then one of the great honors for me was that his daughter, who I know, but not anywhere near the way I know Joe, who was with him when he was ill, she started calling me Dingo. And that made me laugh.
Oh,
that was so sweet.
The great anyway, Dave Thomas.
It's a big loss to comedy, a big loss to us personally, and I think a big loss to Canada that one of their adopted American sons has slipped away.
Dave Thomas was alluding there, being interviewed by the CBC, was alluding to the fact that he and Joe Flaherty used to call one another Dingo, which apparently started with the Meryl Streep line, maybe the Dingo took my baby. They called each other Dingo for many years. Here's just a taste of Joe Flaherty's work on SCTV.
Coming soon to SCTV, Taxi Driver, starring Gregory Peck.
Excuse me. Are you speaking to me? Yes, you, buddy. I'm talking to you. Are you talking to me? I'm asking you I beg your pardon, what did you say? What did you call me? Oh, I am I? I'll blast you to smithereens. You cheap punk. Don't ever say that about me again.
Gregory Peck in Taxi Driver, Thursday at 9 on SCTV.
Jay Thurber.
The Balls of Pittsburgh Radio.
He gets up each morning and he goes downtown, where everyone's his boss and he's lost in an angry land. He's a little man. But then he comes up.
Sound of the Crystals here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, winding down this week's installment. New music from the Black Keys going to close us out this afternoon. Stay tuned to 3 o'clock for my friend Eric O'Brien with Smooth, Relaxing It Easy. All those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. That's coming up next.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Pittsburgh Penguins right now taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning at the PPG Paints Arena at the end of the second period. The score, Pens 4, Tampa Bay 1. Penguins trying to keep their postseason hopes alive. Elsewhere in the world of sports, Jared Jones got the start on the mound last night. Jim Leland threw out the opening pitch. Didn't do much good for the Buccos. They lost to the Baltimore Orioles under snowy, stormy skies at PNC Park by a score of 5-2 before a sellout crowd. It's the Bucs and Orioles again today at PNC. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, the Mets beat the Reds 3-2. The Phillies blanked the Nats 4-0. And it was the Rangers over the Astros 10-2. In the Final Four action, the men's teams will be playing for a spot in the National Championship. It's a Purdue versus the North Carolina State Wolfpack at 6 o'clock tonight. And then at 8:30, it's UConn versus Alabama. The winner heads to the National Championship on Monday. The women's teams, the National Championship is set for tomorrow. Number one seed Iowa will take on number one seeded North Carolina. Yesterday, Iowa beat UConn, squeaked past actually by a score of 71-69 behind yet another great performance by Caitlin Clark. South Carolina easily defeating North Carolina State in the women's semifinal by a score of 78-59.
Steel City weather.
Looking for clouds for the remainder of the afternoon and a high of 51, 32 overnight. 32 overnight under cloudy skies. Sunny on Sunday, 59, mostly cloudy Sunday night, 42. And then on Monday, chance of showers and 69 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess, 54 in Beaver County, 49 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. And new music from the Black Keys to wrap up today's show.
Known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Eric O'Brien and Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy are coming up next here over these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. This is the Giggle Puss Broadcasting Network. It's 3 o'clock.
ERTV.com
Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org.
The ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England she sails, far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales. And I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. There's a wicked war a-blazing, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see the foreign flag.